Oh, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated at heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and today's live prophecy reality edition. And of course, we're in week six of the covert march to the mark of the beast. That's right, the COVID-19 plandemic. Scamdemic. It's all of those things. And so we'll share some insight into that. There's plenty out there, and we should be spreading the word around. And I did go to the store yesterday, to a store where now they require you to wear a mask when you went in. And I just said, I'm going to ignore that sign. And I walked into the store, and I'm putting stuff in my cart, and a gal comes up to me and says, "You have to wear a mask or we won't sell you anything at the checkout." Oh, yeah. So I took my t-shirt like this and I pulled it up over my nose and I said, "How do you like my mask?" And she says, "Well, if you want it, if you can hold that there, then that'll be fine." So it kept falling down and stuff as I was walking around the store, but I let everyone else know around what I thought of the whole mask, and everybody had official looking masks, some with little holes and plastic cups on their face and ties around their ears and stuff. So I maintained, and then I went by the meat department. They had paper, they had rolls of paper towels there for the meat. So I took four pieces and I tied some paper towels around my head. You know, very loosely, because I like to breathe, you know, but I did want to get out the door by stuff. So anyway, so that's going on there, and contrast that with another small neighborhood store where I usually shop, because I can go there on my bike. It's so much closer, for bicycling anyway. And half of the people working there have masks on, half of them don't. Half of the people walking around the store don't have masks on. The other don't. There's no sign saying you must wear a mask. And I go in there and everything's kind of normal except for the half of the people that have masks on. And I notice also now they put plexiglass. And plexiglass must be a business that's required, you know. So because now they're installing plexiglass on this side of the cash register counter between you and the teller or the cashier. And I saw that at both of the stores I went to and go in there, something new we got. Yeah. So now they got to wash those down every day, I guess. But they looked really nice when they were new. So the facade goes on and on, you know, and this after... You know, after 30 days of rising infection rates and then 30 days following falling of infection rates in the U.S., you'd think, well, we've had 30 days of falling infection rates after 30 days of rising infection rates starting in February sometime. And so we're through this. The plandemic is over. Everybody needs to get back to work. Go to work. Yeah, that's it. That's what I say. Everybody go to work. Don't wear masks unless they won't let you check out your groceries at the store. Because I thought, man, if there's going to be, you know, because if we're looking at food shortages, you know, I want to make sure I'm going to stock up as every time I go to the store, I'm going to buy enough to so I can get a little ahead anyway. And the less often I have to go there, the better I feel about it. See, Arkarid, I'm new. Where can I find this live stream? Oh, it's right there, the little player in the right-hand corner of the chat room there. Yeah, you could actually see my face where it says Prophecy Reality Live there. You can watch it there. Or you can listen to the live stream. There's a button over there that says Listen Live. Okay, we got a new listener there. Help him out. Yeah, they want you to wear a mask for facial recognition purposes. Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, robbers and highwaymen wear masks. It reminds me of some of the old westerns, you know, how the bank robbers would have a bandana up, you know, it's like nobody, but they'd always have a hat. So really their eyes were shaded. And so we all need to wear cowboy hats and bandanas. Yeah. And that would be fun. Can I wear my six shooter too? I want to play. Used to play cowboys and Indians growing up. I guess that's not politically correct for our children anymore though. But it was a lot of fun when I was growing up. Okay, well, it's good to see someone new in the chat room and a few regulars there. So, and then all the other people listening on our Prophecy Reality News app. Keep listening to the broadcast if you can. I think there's, you should share this page, I guess, and with your contacts out there, however you do that on social media. Anyway, I've got a few articles I wanted to share. We're going to spend the first hour on talking about the plandemic, the scamdemic, the COVID-19 covert march to the mark of the beast. And I've had a few thoughts about that because, you know, I wrote my book, this one here, When the Third Temple is Built, the rapture play will begin. And I'm just thinking, when are they going to do this? And I'm thinking, you know, now that they're really pushing this financial crisis, that's coming about because of our scamdemic here. Maybe they didn't really plan it, or maybe they did. I'm beginning to think that maybe this thing was planned. When you start looking into Fauci, you know, or Dr. Fasci over there, using, President Bush, what's the difference now? Trump as his sock puppet, you know, and Bill Gates and all of the money that's gone into supporting the initiation of this so-called virus over in Wuhan, China, and how they capitalized on that event happening there to spread they made the crisis viral, the panic, the scamdemic, plandemic, viral across the world, so that everybody's now bought into it, you know, like a bunch of robots going to the store and seeing people, you know. And I'm making jokes at people going down the aisle, pulling down my mask and telling them what I think about it. And some people seem to respond. And I noticed that someone had a child with them in the store and they didn't have any luck. I guess the child just wouldn't wear a mask. So this child is the only one, except for my daughter who was with me. She's 19. And she says, I'm not wearing a mask. She says, I don't even want to be in here with all these masked people. Okay, go on outside and wait for me because I'm going to pick up the stuff we need and get out of here with my t-shirt up a little higher than it was. Yeah, just to make all the people feel safe. So anyway, I was talking about my book and I was thinking, you know, because now I'm hearing a lot about the mark of the beast with the idea of a failing, financial system, because this is driving the failure of a financial system. We're going to have prices are going to rise. I mean, they're printing money faster than ever in the history of the world at this time through your President Trumpet. And, it's going to lead one place, you know, and here's what I think. I think the Antichrist and his shadow government, and they're just getting antsy. They're getting fed up. They're losing their patience. They've wanted this so long and it just isn't happening. They don't seem to have control enough to just make it happen in a natural way. So when this plandemic, this scamdemic came along, well, that's what they turned it into, a scam, and they instituted a plan, which obviously was out there. We've heard about it, Gates and his 2010 thing, some, or 210, project or something. You can read all about Gates and his projects for vaccinating the world and or, you know, simulating a viral outbreak and what they would do and so forth. And so you go, there is a plan behind this. And so they've taken something that was a new flu virus. That's why I call it novel. Simply means new. We've had coronaviruses in the past. This is just a new one. Okay. And that's all it is, a flu. It's not as deadly as the flu was in the 2017-18 flu season. At least not yet. It may become equal to it by the time the flu season is over, which is just about over. And then these idiots talking about doing this social distancing and wearing masks through the summer, through next year. We have to extend this for 2 years. These idiots are saying when the summer heat is going to kill the thing off in the northern hemisphere. You know, they may have an outbreak in the southern hemisphere when their flu season heats up. But every time we have a flu, are they going to continue to use this? Are people going to say, well, gee golly, that really worked last time? No, I don't think so. But I was thinking, when people start to push back and start calling the mark of the beast, I mean, their new financial system to, of course, alleviate the woes created by this crisis, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. And if you can't get a good crisis that'll work for you, maybe you can turn something into a crisis. So, I believe that when people start to push back on their rollout of the mark of the beast through this financial crisis, because we are in for it, there's no turning back from this one. We are going to have hyperinflation here with all this creation of money, with the destruction of our economy. This is the only way they can gain control, is if they create a crisis big enough. So off the back of a crisis that they made up out of whole cloth, of course, based on a real flu. Yeah, based on a created flu, okay, whether it was created or not, it's just a new flu. So they had to create a financial crisis. That's what they were really after. And you ask yourself, if the Antichrist is alive and well in the world, and if he is controlling the monetary system like the Bible says that he is, okay, there's no doubt about that. The Antichrist controls the monetary system of the world in that he is going to be able to require everyone to receive a mark or the name or whatever affiliation with the beast or the Antichrist in order to buy and sell in his monetary system. So he needs a crisis to bring this about. So now we have the financial crisis. It was brought about by the subplot novel Corona virus. Okay? So now we have a real one. We have a real financial crisis in the brewing, and it seems like it's impossible to stop. But you know what? If you're part of God, if you're God's people, I say, don't just get up and go back to work. Run to work and start working and start ordering stuff. And, you know, maybe we can mitigate some of the damage. Nevertheless, I believe we have a financial crisis. And so when they roll out the new monetary system after the fallout, which maybe takes several years for them to say, well, this is not working, we got hyperinflation. When we get hyperinflation in America, like they had down south in what country was that? Well, everyone knows what I'm talking about. Like they had in Germany in the last century, like they do everywhere the financial system where the monetary system of a nation fails and they have hyperinflation. Okay. When that comes here, then people are going to be crying for a new world monetary system, something. And of course they're blaming capitalism for everything when we haven't been capitalists. We've had fascist socialist government in America for decades, and it's only become stronger every year. And so they're going to blame capitalism when it's actually the abolition of capitalism, especially with this so-called novel coronavirus crisis. Okay, they're rolling it out as fast as they can, printing the money as fast as they can, implementing free money for everybody as fast as they can. And then when what follows naturally will be a financial crisis. And people are going to start going, well, this is the mark of the beast. And they're going to have to do something to discredit the Bible. Because that will be the last thing. That will be the last thing that they have to conquer is God's word. And the Antichrist has always hated God's word. Ever since he's gained any power at all, he ruled for 1260 years. He banned the Bible except in Latin. And if anyone printed it in their own language, they would burn the printer, the heretic that printed the Bible in their own language, and all the Bibles with him. As a matter of fact, they would heap up their books and their Bibles and their writings and put them in the midst of them and burn them all together. That went on for 1260 years under the biblical and historical Antichrist. Well, since he lost his position at the end of the 1260 years, well, he's been working through his shadow government intrigue to print fake Bibles, and you'll hear about some of that in our second hour when I go through my Reform Bible prophecy interpretation part 7. So want to make sure you stick around for that in the second hour, and we'll talk about some of the translation problems in the new translations and how the mark of the Antichrist and his shadow government is indelibly on those translations. So, when people start to push back, guess what they're going to have to pull off? Here it is. They're going to have to pull off the rapture play to discredit the Bible. That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to bring about the rapture play in order to discredit the Bible and Bible prophecy, especially the mark of the beast. Because if they can discredit Bible prophecy, then they can discredit the mark of the beast. They can calm the fears about the mark of the beast by discrediting the Bible. And what a better way to discredit the Bible than to start building the temple over there so that nobody is raptured? Because most of the Christian world believes that they will be raptured when they start to build the Jewish temple. And they don't care if they have to go through all 7 years of their juxtaposed Daniel 70th week. I call it the 7-year tribulation deception. But it will discredit the Bible because they don't believe anybody's going anywhere. They don't believe any raptures or resurrections. The Antichrist and his shadow government and their adherents, they don't believe in any of that stuff. Definitely Gail Rippenly. Or says Dale in the chat room. Yeah, you can look her up. And it's all about the vax, too. I'm kind of mixing things up here. But when the third temple is built, the rapture play will begin. You need to get this book. I'm giving it away free. You can get an e-copy or a PDF. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org, so that you'll know what's going on. They'll get through all three of the raptures. None of them will work, and they will discredit Bible prophecy, including the mark of the beast. Then the Antichrist and his shadow government, working through their instrumentalities, as outlined in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. You can read about that too here, and other articles I have on my website. One here, let's see, that you should read is this one here. I'm going to put it in the chat room. Everyone should read this one. And this one is called Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast. So you'll definitely want to read that. That's over at horiapocalyptica.wordpress.com, volume 3, chapter 7, Rise. I guess that's chapter 7, Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast. And you'll find a lot of good stuff in there you'll want to pay attention to. So that link's in the chat room there. And it's on, it'll be on this posting when I post this show on my broadcast. I'll also put it on the YouTube video there when we post this after the broadcast. Okay, so make sure you get that. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Click on the free ebook tab there. Follow the instructions. I'm giving you a free book, My Labor, the labor that God has given me to share with you. And so that's free to you. I only ask that you subscribe to my blog and share at least a page where people can also get the free ebook and make up their own mind. You don't have to make it up for them. I've had people say, well, I don't want to share it if I'm not sure I agree with it. What, you think other people are more stupid than you or something? That they need you to, you know, like some totalitarian fascist dictator out there to dictate what they might be able to decide for themselves? Because they're, whatever. So that could toss that argument right out. Okay, let's see. The Antichrist that they will give us will be a fake and a grain of the real Antichrist. Yeah, well, I don't know what that means, and a grain of the real Antichrist, I suppose, but yeah. And yes. Oh, again? Okay. I think you need to rewrite that sentence, Gail. Dale. Yeah. Got stuck on the grain there. Not sure how that works. But anyway, I'm in spirit, I agree with you. The real Antichrist is the Pope, and they are going to put up someone to be a pseudo-Antichrist, a fake Antichrist, for their rapture play. That's what it's about. And, you know, I wrote this book for people that believe in the rapture. This is for people that believe in the rapture so they can see where we're coming from and get a taste of real reformed thought on Bible prophecy. It's just a taste. It's like a 100-page book. So, well, in this small pocket version, it's 130 pages. But in the other book, it's just a little over 100. So, real easy read. Yeah. Very easy. So make sure you share that with all of your friends. So I look for everyone going there today that's listening to this broadcast and sharing that page at least, if not this video or YouTube video or whatever today. Okay, I was going to look at some articles. I have a few here, and this one here is Freedom Advocate Explains How to Say No If COVID-19 Vaccination Becomes Mandatory. I will say no. They'll have to, I don't know what they'll do, you know, I guess they'll have to hold me down with, and stick the needle in me against my will. I will say no. I will resist. Resistance is not futile. So hopefully it won't come to the point where, they're hunting us down to stick us with needles and microchipped vaccines as, the Antichrist Bill Gates would have it. And he is an Antichrist. Hey, maybe he'll make that deal over in the Mideast. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality Edition if you're listening on a Wednesday morning. Otherwise, it's a rebroadcast. Okay, let's see. We have a new listener, I guess, Ark Arid in the chat room. Says he discovered me through my Flat Earth video, and he says that I'm truly amazing. Well, thank you for your kind words. I don't think of myself as amazing anyway, but, you know, what I find truly amazing though is God's word, which you do, cite there that I use the Bible. Yeah. And I find the Bible truly amazing. As you know, if you're a listener to First Amendment Radio, that the rest of the week I'm going through, history, through the history of the church and doing a series there. I'm like episode 100. There's probably going to be, who knows, probably 400 or 500 episodes of this going through James A. Wiley's History of Protestantism. But I found something that that makes so much sense to me, because that's what happened to me when I read the Bible for the first time at 19 years old, and it changed my life. And here I am 40-whatever years later. 40 or whatever years later, that's a lot of years. Let's see. Okay, a lot more than 40 years. 40, yeah, almost 50 years later. Think of that. Going through James A. Wiley's History of Protestantism and seeing the turning point in all of these people's lives was reading the Bible. Exactly what the Antichrist didn't want them to do. Read the Bible in their own language and have the Holy Spirit activate in them by the seed of the word. That's right. Yeah, so they found out they were elect of God. And so reading God's word is important. And if anything amazing comes out of my mouth, well, I'm going to give all credit where credit is due. Because without the word of God, without the imputation of his Holy Spirit, the blood of Christ, I would be nothing. I'd be like any other lost heathen out there living in total depravity. So I give thanks to God for that. And nevertheless, thank you for your kind words. Okay, here's the article. How to say no if COVID-19 vaccination becomes mandatory. Okay, you move your lips thus. No. For those of us who believe vaccines to be unsafe and not properly tested, news coming out that plans are underway to mandate vaccination for COVID-19 is troubling. Bill Gates, the man who everyone knows has the biggest financial stake in all of this, has said that we won't go back to normal until a vaccine has gotten out to the entire world. Many world leaders are ready to follow Gates's playbook, like Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who stated, "Normality as it was before will not come back full on until we get a vaccine for this." Now some officials are on the ground. Those who are directing the logistics of a vaccine rollout are telling us how imminent these plans may be. Let's listen to the words of Dr. Allison R. Wadi, the head of Chicago's public health department, who tells us, "We've already bought the syringes. We already know where it's going to happen."
And then finally, we'll be moving towards this mass vaccination campaign and continuing to follow. And I want you to know that CDPH is already deep in the planning stages around vaccination. We've already bought the syringes. We already know where it's going to happen. We're thinking about what that's going to be. It's all part of this plan.
Oh, don't you feel better? Don't you feel safer now? They've already bought the syringes. It's already part of the plan. So, Master Bill Gates, yeah. Our new world leader there is with his money, his ill-begotten gains of billions of dollars from his selling Microsoft to however he got his ill-gotten gains of billions. Well, he's putting it to work. And I guess that's not enough for him, because he wants to make hundreds of billions of more selling vaccine to every single individual on earth. And the only way you can get that kind of market is if people are forced, if the government requires it, like they did in California here. Only if your child goes to public school, you have to have them vaccinated. And of course, the state, through your tax dollars, pays for all the vaccinations. Of course, you could withdraw your child from public school, but most people, they can't give up their free babysitting service, because that's basically what it is. Oh, what? The plandemic? Did they really plan on taking them all out of public schools? Huh. See how inconsistent they are. Anyway, moving on here, defying mandatory vaccination plans. In order to understand how you would be able to defy any initiatives that would attempt to force you or any of your family members to take any vaccine or ingest or to have anything injected into your body for that matter, it is important to grasp one of the most basic principles underlying life on Earth. Each of us as individuals are free and sovereign beings. The only way someone can have power over us is by our consent, mostly without knowing it. We have consented to the entire political and legal structure that we believe has power over us. If you would like to dive more deeply into the broader discussion of this, please take a look at my series, and he has a series he linked there. Keeping it within the context of mandatory vaccination, I would like to introduce you to Jerry Day, whose website, Freedom Takeover, serves as a resource to those who would like to come to a better understanding of their sovereignty as individuals and learn about the practical defense of their innate liberty in our current society. And some of you might be interested in that. So I'm going to go ahead and put a link to that article in the chat room there so you can read that after this broadcast, of course. Oops. Yeah, there we go. Chat room, link, paste. And you can check out that article for yourself. The first thing we must do, okay, in the video below, Dave Strong gives a strong indictment against the Bill Gates WHO vaccine agenda and its inherent risk to each of us personally, and plans what we need to do to, if we ever find ourselves being coerced by our government and medical establishment into taking a vaccine. Now, here's right here off the bat, this, you know, okay, now, they've discovered that from a couple prison studies, that's where everybody, because in prisons, guess what? You are a prisoner. The prison owns you while you're there. You can't object to anything. If they want to test everyone in that prison, they can. If they want to give them all vaccines, they can. But of course, there's no vaccine for the COVID virus. But they have been testing in prisons. And now they found that after 30 days, that the general population in several prisons has gained what is called herd immunity, where 95% of the people have tested positive for the COVID virus, and 95% of those are asymptomatic or have very slight symptoms, kind of like the common cold or maybe, you know, a weak flu. And they've gained herd immunity. But guess what? They test positive for the COVID antigens or antibodies. So therefore, if everybody's going to have to be tested for the COVID virus, and everyone and 95% just by herd immunity have tested positive, are they going to have to be vaccinated now? You've already achieved immunity to that virus. Of course, now flus and colds, because there's no cure for the common cold, they say, because they can't, because these things are constantly mutating. This new virus, new COVID virus or a coronavirus is only new because it's mutated from an older form of the same virus, but it's the same type of virus. So what, are we now going to have to get a flu vaccine every year? I guess, you know, the industry, the flu vaccine industry, weren't able to sell enough Tamiflu or whatever flu virus vaccines they've developed in the past. So now we're all going to have to line up every year in order for our children to go to school. If they can make them do that, as long as you want to take advantage of the free babysitting service. At my expense, because none of my children or none of my grandchildren go to public schools. We don't do that in our family. We're not socialists. But as long as you want to take advantage of the free public schools, or you're going to have to submit your children to be poisoned. And don't worry. You know, it's like only, you know, 10 and or 20 and 100,000 that are going to die from the vaccine. So it's, you know, if you want to roll the dice, go ahead. You know, the odds are in your favor that your child will not die or suffer terrible effects from the vaccines. You too, when you go out there, when they roll out this COVID virus vaccine in a couple months or 90 days or 2 years or whenever it is, you go ahead. You go first. I'm going last. Actually, I'm going not at all. They're going to have to drag me kicking and screaming and tie me down before they're going to pump any vaccines into me or my family. They can just forget it as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, subscribe to LouRockwell's.com there. You got the article in the chat room there, or you can look up LouRockwell.com. And a lot of good articles there, a lot of libertarian minded people there. And I have to say, I'm very libertarian minded, a very libertarian minded person. I don't even think that it should be illegal for people to smoke pot if they want to, you know? I mean, you can't stop people from sinning, you know, if you consider it a sin. And a lot of people think, well, we have to legislate. We could be tyrants up to a certain degree. Yeah, I'm not in agreement with that, I have to say. Let's see. The first thing we must do in our state is state our position clearly and on the record to those people who administer vaccines. We are certainly not protected if we haven't stated our position. You will see links to free download documents at freedomtakeover.com. So make sure you check out freedomtaker.com there. And they're wanting to give you some advice here. So Jerry Day helps us here to bring the matter. So here's a video. I'm going to share this video with you, and I hope that those listening on the audio stream, it's not going to be as loud as on the video stream. So anyway, here goes. I'm going to play this for you.
There is a lot of media buzz about the idea of mandatory vaccines. That seems odd, since many of them have harmful ingredients, toxins, contaminants, DNA-altering materials, RFID identifiers, sterility-causing agents, carcinogens, and who knows what else, because they don't tell us. Most vaccines do have adjuvants, which are toxins that shock your immune system into responding, so supposedly the vaccine will have a better chance of working. But when your immune system is in shock, a lot of things can go wrong with your health. So there are people who believe that vaccines are safe, but how could they know? Even people who make and administer vaccines can't guarantee their safety. When you look into it, it turns out that the person giving you the injection generally has no idea what is in the vaccine, what adjuvants, what undisclosed agents, what contamination. They have no idea, and they have no way of even finding out most of those things. So we have no idea what they are injecting into us. We do know that over 100,000 people die from vaccines every year in the USA. They get a vaccine, and they die. Do you feel lucky? We do know that the polio vaccine used a specific strain, and that strain was found to have caused a major polio epidemic worldwide. In India alone, 490,000 children were paralyzed by that vaccine. Similar disasters were recorded in experiments with vaccines for malaria, meningitis, tetanus, and HPV, which were experimentally administered to populations worldwide. Bill Gates and the World Health Organization conspired to put sterility drugs in tetanus vaccine. And in 2014, millions of women who thought they were getting tetanus shots were sterilized in Kenya, Tanzania, Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines.
It's a crime.
After it was discovered that the World Health Organization DTP vaccine was killing more African children than the diseases it was supposed to prevent, the World Health Organization continued to force that vaccine on millions of children annually. Bill Gates funded the World Health Organization with hundreds of millions of dollars and convinced that organization to conduct experimental vaccination programs and to drop disease prevention programs which provided clean water, hygiene, nutrition, and economic development. Bill Gates has publicly identified vaccinations as a means of achieving one of his personal goals, to reduce population. Bill Gates is not a doctor and has no formal medical education. Bill Gates has publicly advocated that his vaccinations be taken by everyone in the world. If that happened, that would make him richer than Microsoft made him. But I'm sure he just wants to help people, and he does not think about making hundreds of billions of dollars, except when he filed his patents for his vaccinations. Those same people, Gates and the World Health Organization, are now developing a COVID-19 vaccination that they plan to administer worldwide. There will likely be little or no testing on that vaccine before it is brought to market. Bill Gates shares company with other billionaires who have publicly stated a desire for global depopulation. If someone wanted to harm you, it would be ideal for them to be able to inject something into your body. The pharmaceutical industry has lobbied for and received immunity laws that prevent you from receiving any compensation from the pharmaceutical industry for the harm they cause with their vaccinations. The vaccine industry would not have wanted immunity unless it knew it was harming people. Now that the vaccine industry is not liable for the harm they do, they no longer have any incentive to make their products safe. and once you have been vaccinated, that product cannot be recalled. So obviously these days there's a very high risk to allowing someone to inject something into your body. And of course, whenever there is risk, you have the right of refusal, because you have the right to guard your life and safety. If something may not be safe, you have the right to refuse it. There are reports that there is something very different about COVID-19 and that our bodies cannot develop immunity to that virus strain for some reason. If that is the case, then vaccines would be totally ineffective and useless, because all vaccines do is trigger our bodies to create immunity. It would then be entirely irrational to even develop a COVID-19 vaccine, much less use it on people. But we still seem to be hearing a lot of chatter about how mandatory vaccines are coming for COVID-19. It is as if they are testing us to see if we will object. By sharing this video, you are objecting. By using the documents I'm about to present, you are objecting. There may be some people in government or the medical industry who are so stupid, corrupt, or evil that they do not realize or care that you have the right to refuse vaccination for yourself and your children. If that is the case, we have a real problem. Every one of us is the sole authority over what is injected into our bodies, and no medical treatment may be given to us without our consent.
Amen.
If we cannot control what goes into our own bodies, then there is no such thing as individual rights, and the state and Bill Gates can simply dispose of people in any way they want. We need to be prepared to refuse vaccines whenever we feel that is necessary. Perhaps it is obvious, but the first thing we must do is state our position clearly and on the record to those people who administer vaccines. We are certainly not protected if we haven't even stated our position. You will see links to two free download documents at freedomtaker.com. The first document is a requirement that all medical service and vaccine providers sign for you to acknowledge the risks of vaccines, that they are causing that risk by offering vaccines, and that they accept full personal liability to pay for all damage they cause by administering a vaccine. Of course, if vaccines were safe and effective, they would not hesitate to sign a liability agreement. But to them, a few deaths, a few million cases of autism or paralysis are just the natural cost of protecting the public from disease. So they feel justified in killing and injuring some people to protect some other people. They deliberately violate the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. They know they are doing harm. So most likely, they will refuse to sign that document and refuse to be responsible for the harm they cause. That refusal to sign is evidence that they know that vaccines have risk, and you therefore are fully within your rights to refuse the vaccine regardless of any legal mandates. That type of document is referred to as a conditional acceptance. You agree to have a vaccine if they agree to pay for all damage you suffer. They will refuse to sign it, and that gives you the right to refuse their vaccine because they failed to meet your reasonable requirements of safety. The second document for vaccines at freedomtaker.com is your flat-out refusal of vaccines. It states reasons why you have a right to refuse any and all vaccines.
Okay, well, anyway, you get the idea there. So take advantage of those resources. I did put a link in the chat room, and I'll put it below this video, wherever I post this video, to this Lou Rockwell article, where you can find all the links and sub-videos in it and take any action that you deem necessary. And to all my fellow Californians out there, if there are any out there that listen to this broadcast, we need to resist. And our governor of California, he is a totalitarian, in lockstep with the shadow government, one of the first out there to dictate, along with his legislature, that all children in the state of California attending public or, I believe, private schools are not private, but accredited schools, I'll put it that way, are required to be vaccinated. And they are. And the vaccine people that produce these vaccines, they're very happy about the billions of dollars they're making just off of the California public schools. Yeah. But they're not happy enough with that. They aren't happy with just the billions they're making. They want more billions. They want trillions. And they don't care what it costs. They want every man, woman, and child on the whole planet. That's Bill Gates' plan. That is what he's been working for toward. And you heard outlined there some of the damage that he's done in Africa and India, where he's been kicked out, him and the HW, the WHO, yeah, the WHO, funded by Bill Gates, Fauci, in bed and in business with Bill Gates. So there is a conspiracy. And this is not a conspiracy theory. It is conspiracy fact, and all of the facts are out there for you. All you have to do is look for them. A good place to begin is Lou Rockwell, and they put links and documents to many of the articles you have there, so you can go as deep as you want to uncover this conspiracy fact that is going on, as far as the vaccination facet of it is concerned. But we know that anything that works toward the end goal of the Antichrist, well, is what the Antichrist wants, and it's what the Antichrist will get. And we can read from the scripture itself, from prophecy itself, and see what the Antichrist will enjoy before he is thrown in the lake of fire. That's right. We know his end. Anyway, I want to thank you all for showing up, a few people in the chat room and all of the listeners out there. Spread this broadcast around, share this page with others, and do come back in the second and the next hour, and we'll be going through our Reformed Prophecy Interpretation Series, Part 7. Make sure you come back for that.